Early life. Ottilie Klimek was born Ottilie Gaburek in 1876 in Poland. When she was about a year old, her parents immigrated with her to the United States, along with many Eastern European lower classes, who were among the first immigrants who left their homelands in search of a better life in the United States. The Gaburek settled in the North Side Chicago neighborhood dubbed Little Poland. At the time, Chicago boasted the second largest Polish population in the world after Warsaw, Poland. The families who settled in Little Poland were largely law-abiding and God-fearing people, so when word of Klimek's later activities became known, even her own people looked at her with disdain. While there is scant information on much of Klimek's early life until her teenage years when she first married, there is ample evidence in the literature that she was an amazing cook. In fact, her special stew was her claim to fame in more ways than one. Another of Klimek's special gifts was her self-proclaimed psychic ability that enabled her to accurately predict the deaths of certain people and animals. She began by predicting the demise of neighborhood pets, which were almost always accurate. She then predicted the death of all her husbands, a boyfriend, several relatives with whom she had quarreled, or who had otherwise done her wrong. Absent other early biological data, it is known that Klimek married her first husband, John Mitkiewicz, in 1890, when she was just 14 years of age. He died in 1914 after a relatively short illness, and his death certificate states that he died from a heart attack. Shortly after collecting her life insurance check from her husband's death, Klimek married Joseph Ruskowski, whom she had met through a matchmaker. He would pass away a mere 3 months later, and Tilly was on the lookout for another relationship. This time, the unlucky fellow was Joseph Ruskowski, who is listed as a boyfriend who allegedly jilted her. However, in some accounts, he is listed as one of Klimek's husbands, so the legal nature of their relationship is not conclusive. Ruskowski would die in 1914 as well. At his funeral, Klimek acted wholly surprised that she had such bad luck with men and also cursed her ominous dreams in front of everyone. Whether her melodramatic display actually convinced others that she truly felt cursed and tragic is up for speculation. Klimek then wed third husband, Frank Kupczyk. The unhappily married couple lived in an apartment at 924 North Winchester, the same apartment in which she had resided with Joseph Ruskowski. On 25th April 1921, a mere 2 years after they exchanged their vows, Frank died shortly after Klimek foretold his death from one of her premonitions, and within a year, in true grieving widow form, Klimek was in another relationship. Over the warnings and protestations of his family and friends, Joseph Klimek, who had attended Frank's funeral for some reason not fully explained in the literature except perhaps to get close to the newly single Klimek, decided to marry the widow with a troubling reputation. The couple wed in 1921 and resided at 1453 Tell Place, later renamed Thomas Street. When Joseph became sick, the doctors suspected arsenic poisoning, and subsequent medical tests confirmed their suspicions. Thankfully, Joseph survived, and his wife was arrested for attempted murder. The full extent of her murderous ways would soon be made public.